Greetings and welcome to the Beyond the Care podcast. I am your host, Dr. Paula, and I'm excited to share this podcast with you. This podcast will highlight the experiences, the journey, the challenges, and the resources of being a caregiver. We will focus on what it means to be a caregiver while you're caring for someone who's caring for you. Let me share a little bit about my experience. When my mom was diagnosed with dementia, my sisters and I became her primary caregiver. And at the time, I had a lot on my plate. I was in school, working on my doctorate degree. I had two young kids who were school age. I was working full time. I was running a nonprofit organization, just a lot on my plate. But I had feelings of stress, anxiety. My doctor told me I had high blood pressure, things that I'd never experienced before. And I said, there has to be something with this caregiving journey that's affecting my health. So as I did more and more research, I realized that the literature said that caregivers experience higher rates of stress, anxiety, sleep deprivation, heart disease, morbidity, mortality. So I pivoted from my original focus and studied the health and well-being of caregivers, specifically in the African American community, caring for loved ones with dementia. Because as we know, dementia brings on a whole set of other challenges. And when we look at the African American community, there are so many different issues that go into the caregiving role. From our sense of responsibility and duty and obligation to the cultural beliefs to the religious foundation of caring for a loved one and the reciprocity. So I studied and I interviewed many African-American caregivers who were caring for the loved ones with dementia. So now, years later, this is still a huge issue, and I wanted to have this platform to just to be able to support those who are going through this journey. Rosalind Carter says there are only four kinds of people in the world: those who need a caregiver, those who are a caregiver, those who have been a caregiver, and those who will need a caregiver. So at some point, caregiving will affect each and every one of us. This podcast will highlight some of the challenges again, but some of the topics that we'll cover are caregiving in the African American community, caregiver stress, and burnout. What does it look like when you are stressed and you're burned out as a caregiver? And what resources and coping mechanisms are available to you? We'll talk about resources such as support groups, financial assistance. We'll look at training. Most caregivers have not received any training. Caregivers have a lot of feelings. It's an emotional time, feelings of guilt, shame, isolation. We'll cover those topics. We'll hear from the Alzheimer's Association. We'll talk about the financial burden of care. We often don't talk about the financial burden of being a caregiver. And the sandwich generation. How do you balance working, caring for your kids, caring for your loved ones? How do you create that balance in your life? And also the legal documentation and paperwork needed. What's needed when you're a caregiver? What are some of the things that you should have in place? And then we'll also look at the different types of care: nursing home, assisted living, long-term care, respite care. These are some of the topics that we will cover on the Beyond the Care podcast. Let me share with you a few facts, because again, caregiving with someone with Alzheimer's and dementia is very different. And you'll hear Alzheimer's and dementia mentioned very frequently, interchangeably. But dementia is the umbrella term, and Alzheimer's is a specific disease under dementia. Some quick facts. Over 7 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's. By 2050, this number is projected to rise to nearly 13 million people. It is a public health problem. Dementia, Alzheimer's are public health crisis. About 1 in 9 people over age 65 and older has Alzheimer's. The health and long-term care costs for people living with dementia are projected to reach $384 billion in 2025, this year, and nearly $1 trillion in 2050. The costs associated of caring for people with dementia are extraordinary. The lifetime risk for Alzheimer's at age 45 is 1 in 5 for women and 1 in 10 for men. And almost two-thirds of women are affected with Alzheimer's, so it's more prevalent in women. Nearly 12 million Americans provide unpaid care for people with Alzheimer's or other dementias. So, as a caregiver, you're providing unpaid care. Nearly 12 million people are providing unpaid care for people with Alzheimer's or other dementias. In 2024, unpaid caregivers provided an estimated more than 19 billion hours of care valued at more than $413 billion. The statistics are astonishing. Almost two-thirds of Americans with Alzheimer's are women, and I said that already. But older Black Americans are more than twice as likely to have Alzheimer's or other dementias as older whites. Most caregivers live with the person with dementia, and over one-third of caregivers are daughters. Those are the statistics when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia care. About half of African Americans' caregivers felt they had no choice in taking on their caregiving role, and they were more than likely to reside with the recipient. African American caregivers experience higher burdens from caregiving and spend more time caregiving on average than their white or Asian American peers. Again, this is a journey that many of us will take, and this podcast will help you to navigate this journey. So, as I was doing my research, one of the questions I asked was, what was involved in your decision to become a caregiver for a family member with dementia? And again, most felt that they had no choice when it came to caring for their family member. They said that they stepped up to the plate due to circumstances or because there was a need to care for the person with dementia. And then when I asked, how did your life change when you became a caregiver? Many caregivers felt that their life changed drastically. They felt that they did not have time for a social life or time for themselves. They felt that they struggled with their identity. So again, remember I said most caregivers are daughters. So as a daughter, you're now taking care of your mom or your dad, your parents or your grandparents. Your roles have reversed because, in essence, you've become the parent and you are parenting your parents. And this shift in the role often creates an identity crisis, and that's called the caregiver identity crisis. It's a serious crisis to look at how your roles have changed, the dependency has changed. No longer you're depending on your parents, but the roles have reversed. From you becoming the child to you becoming the parent. And this can be very difficult for many people. And again, with support, resources, information, you will be able to take on this challenge as a caregiver. Caregivers experience a range of emotions. Yes, it can be challenging. Yes, it can be overwhelming. But the experience can also be rewarding, knowing that you took care of your parents or your grandparent or your family member when they needed you, that reciprocity. They took care of me, so when they need me, I'm going to take care of them. And in the African American community, we see a lot of this. We see a lot of the reciprocity. I have to take care of my parents. They took care of me. I have to take care of my grandparents. But it's difficult and it's challenging. But at the end of the day, you know that you provided the best care to your family member, and it is oh so rewarding. And a lot of caregivers felt that they were not prepared for their role. They felt that they didn't have any training. They felt that they really didn't understand the responsibility or the process of caring for a loved one. And some felt that there was no amount of training that could possibly provide you for this role. Yet, you persevered and you provided the best care that you could for your loved one. So, throughout this podcast, we will discuss some of these topics. We'll hear from regular caregivers like you and I who were put into this situation to care for a loved one, and we stood up to the plate to take care of our loved one. We'll hear from experts and from professionals. And this is just an opportunity again to help you along your journey. And I hope that throughout this podcast, something that you hear, something that is said, resonates with you, that it speaks to you, that it helps you throughout your journey. I'm excited to share my resources, information, my experience with you. I'm excited to hear from those who have been caregivers and share with us the coping mechanisms, share with us their experience. I am excited that you have joined and that you have supported me in this podcast and that you're listening in. And so thank you. Thank you for your support in the Beyond the Care podcast. And every 2 weeks, we'll have a new guest on who will share information. So make sure you tune in, make sure you listen, share this information with others. Thank you for being a guest of the Beyond the Care podcast. I am your host, Dr. Paula. It's a journey, it's a challenge, but you will get through it. Thank you.